Right, could you tell me what is your name?
Gary Hart.
Where were you born?
In Liverpool.
When were you born?
1969.
What did your parents do for a living?
My father is a fitter, and my mum was numerous jobs, a hairdresser and also a home help in later years.
Right. Where did you go to school?
I went to school in St. Teresa's Junior Boys in Norris Green, and then St. Edward's College in West Derby.
And how long have you supported Everton Football Club?
All my life. I was taking my first game. Well, there was a bit of a disagreement in the family. My mum thought it was 18 months. My dad thought it was 8 months. I'm inclined to think it was 18 months, but all I know, it was West Brom at home, and I think we drew.
Fantastic. What a memory. Why Everton? Why do you support Everton?
It's just passed on from my father, really. My dad was a big Blue and still is. Still goes to the game today. When he was a boy, he watched Everton 1 week at home and then Liverpool the following week at home, where a lot of people did in those days. Not many people travelled away. But his family were Everton fans, so it was always Everton. He only watched Liverpool just to see how bad they were, really. And the area where my dad lived and where my family come from, a place in North Liverpool called Over the Bridge, which is just by the Everton area. I think the whole sort of parish supported Everton in those days.
Apart from that very first Everton game, in your memory, which is the first one you went to, what can you remember who you went with, travelling, how you got there?
Yeah, my first Everton games would have been in the mid-70s. I can't remember a specific game, but I remember my dad had a season ticket in the Upper Bullens with his good friends. He was called Jimmy Jump, and they used to take me to the game. I think they must have got me a season ticket or, you know, pass me over the turnstile or something, but I went from a very young age on a regular basis. I remember seeing this, the Everton sides in the 70s with Mick Lyons and Duncan McKenzie and Bob Latford and Dave Thomas, and they're all still really vivid, exciting memories.
Who's your favourite player of the past?
When I was very young, my favourite player was Bob Latford, obviously because he was a goal scorer extraordinaire. And also because he wore the magical and mythical number 9 for Everton. Then as I got a bit older, my hero worship switched to Graham Sharp for much the same reasons as Bob Latford. So out of push, I think I'd have to say Graham Sharp.
Who is your favourite player now?
My favourite player now? Tough one. You threw me this one. Mikel Arteta, because he's magic on the ball, and he's got a right foot like a magic wand.
Have you ever met a player?
Yes, I've met many players over the years, in different circumstances.
Were you impressed?
I've never been unimpressed by an Everton player. I think part of the whole, what's the word I'm looking for? The whole raison d'etre of playing for Everton is that they act as Evertonians when they're with the public.
Can you remember any of the situations that you met them in?
Yeah, I remember when I was in the late 70s, there was a competition in the Liverpool Echo to go and get your photograph taken pre-season with the Everton team. So my mum took me to Belfield. I must have been 10, 11. And the Everton team were lined up, so I managed to get on the team photo along with numerous other small Evertonians, the photo of which I've still got was in a frame on the house for ages. I've met Graham Sharp. He was a good friend of my uncle's at one point, so I met him on a few social occasions. And latterly, a good friend of mine works for Everton Football Club, so I've been able to meet the players quite a number of times, really, on various social occasions.
Who's your favourite manager of the past?
Favourite manager, I'd have to say, is Howard Kendall. Just purely for his first spell in charge, when we went to such great heights and, you know, such fantastic memories, and I think he made every Evertonian proud to be an Evertonian. It was just a fantastic time to be a Blue.
What is your most memorable Everton match? which sticks? Or is there one specific that sticks?
So many. I mean, when you ask that question, I always hark back to the mid-80s period when we were untouchable and Howard Kendall's first spell. And there's so many great games I went to in those days. I think the one that sticks out more than any is probably going to Rotterdam for the European Cup Winners' Cup final. It was just a tremendous day from start to finish. I went with my dad and a group of his friends. It's just a superb day, winning the cup, you know, 25,000 Evertonians all singing and dancing. Rotterdam was a sea of blue and white. And obviously we brought the cup home, and then when we flew back to Liverpool Airport after the game, the players' plane had just landed. So we managed to meet the players and, you know, hold the cup at Liverpool Airport and speak to them, and obviously it's just put the top hat on a tremendous, unforgettable day.
Fantastic. How has going to the match changed, you know, ticket prices, programmes, half-time food, behaviour of fans?
I think the biggest change in football, I think personally, is the price of tickets these days. A Farmy Wembley ticket from 1984, not long ago, the stub, and it was I didn't realise it was £5 to get into Wembley in 1984. When I went last year against Chelsea, I think I paid £65. You know, for the similar type of view.
Yeah.
So that is way beyond inflation. You know, I think the money in football is outrageous these days.
What about programmes? Do you buy programmes or keep them?
Not anymore. I used to buy them religiously. It was like I couldn't go to the match and not buy a programme because I used to collect them all. I suppose as you get a bit older, you lose the value a bit. But again, also, you're talking £4.50 for a match programme a lot of places. And you think, well, you know, is it really worth that? You know.
Yeah. What about half-time food and drink?
Very rarely. I think because at Goodison, it's difficult to get anything at half-time because the queues are so great.
Yeah. Behaviour of fans, do you think that's changed?
Well, I think the makeup of fans who go to the game these days has changed. You see a lot more young people, a lot more females at the match. I think that's part of that's a follow-on from the all-seater stadium, and I think the behaviour has changed really over the. I mean, you know, going away to watch Everton as I used to quite a lot back in the 80s and 90s, you know, you would see some incidents, you would see bouts of violence or, you know, anti-social behaviour. But I think those instances are few and far between nowadays, which is better, obviously, which is, you know, football's a game. It should be all encompassing.
Mm. Has the ground changed, or how has the ground changed? Parking, stand, seating, you were saying it's all seating now.
Yeah, it's all seated, but obviously Goodison Park still maintains the features that were there when Dixie Dean played, which is, I think, is a real benefit to our club. I mean, I'd hate Everton to play in a soulless new stadium in the middle of nowhere next to a car park and a bowling alley, you know, something like that, which happens when you go to some of the stadia around the country. I mean, obviously, their facilities may well be better than ours at the moment, but I think Goodison Park is a magical place, and I'd hate it to change, I'd hate to move. Obviously, it needs to be redeveloped, we know that, but some of the features need to be retained. You know, the old crisscross on the Bullens Road stand, I mean, that should stay there forever. That should be a listed building, because that stand was there when Dixie Dean scored his 60th goal. You know, that should never be knocked down. You know, it should be, you know, when Bob Latchford scores his 30th goal. You know, I was in that stand, and, you know, it'd be such a sad day if Everton did move on and that stand was just knocked to the ground and all those wonderful memories and moments were gone forever.
So ideally, you'd like them to stay in that place, not to be...
No, I'd like to stay at Goodison Park. Yeah, I think Everton's home is Goodison Park. I realise football's changed so much and you need to compete with the big boys. But I think so many clubs are changing their identity. You look at people like Arsenal, you know, brand new stadium. Tottenham got a new ground. Think we'll get a new ground. So Liverpool. I just think Everton's identity could be the fact that we've remained loyal to the roots of the people in the city. You know, and I think that would be an attraction. The fact that we were an old-fashioned football club, still doing things the way football was when it was the world's game, when it was the people's game. I just think that could be a unique thing for Everton to play in front of this old stadium. Obviously, it needs to be redeveloped, and some, you know, the parking could be built again, I suppose, and the main stands could be redeveloped, and maybe a tier could be put on the Bullens Road or the Gladys Street. I'm not too sure how they'd work that, but I think it should be better for Everton to stay at Goodison Park.
Mm. Yeah, parking's always a problem too, isn't it?
That's parking's always a problem. I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure we can. There's ways around that. I mean, it should be. I think the whole infrastructure around Goodison Park could be improved. I mean, there's a railway track which goes right past Goodison Park, right through Anfield, right through Walton. I mean, you know, why can't they just build a station in between the two clubs, Anfield and Goodison, where fans can get the train from town or from other areas to alleviate the parking problem?
Do you have any match day rituals?
Not really as such. I go to a match with my dad these days. He used to take me all the time, and I take him now. So just apart from picking my dad up, and we go in the main stand, and there's nothing I do really, because my dad takes care of all that. He brings the Everton mints and the wine gums and the bottle of Coke. I think he still thinks I'm 14.
What does the Merseyside derby mean to you?
Fear, nervousness, cold sweat, sleepless night. if we win, the greatest feeling in the world, pride, you know, victory, being the top dogs in the city. But if we lose, oh, it's agony, it's agony. You just don't want to face anybody.
If you had to pick an all-time Everton 11, who are the first players that come to mind? An all-time one.
All-time 11, obviously Dixie Dean, because of his goals. And the one player I'd love to have seen play for Everton, apart from Dixie, would have been Alan Ball. He was before my time, but I mean, my dad and people who I know from that era just say he's the greatest footballer they've ever seen. So definitely Alan Ball. And then going back towards the players I've seen, Neville Southall, greatest goalkeeper I've ever seen. I still marvel when I think back to when Everton played Tottenham away in 1985, and we needed to win really just to convince people that we were going to be champions, you know, for the first time in 15 years. I still marvel at the save he pulls off from Mark Falco the last minute. I can picture it now. If I was down the other end of the ground, I can just picture it, and it was a goal all the way, and then this hand came from nowhere and Neville made the save, and just the greatest goalkeeper I've ever seen. No one will be better than Neville, ever. Best ever.
Oh, great. What's the furthest away match you've been to?
I think the furthest I've been. I've been to Norway to watch a UEFA Cup game. Obviously Rotterdam. Into Spain, to Villarreal. Probably must be Villarreal.
What's your favourite away ground and why? It's England, obviously.
My favourite away ground used to be Highbury. I used to love going there because it reminds me of Goodison Park, you know, traditional old-fashioned ground. Nowadays, my favourite away ground, I think Upton Park, West Ham. I think they're a good old-fashioned club again, like ourselves, with a steady fan base. Not quite as big as Everton, obviously, but I've always liked going to Upton Park.
Have you been to any internationals?
The only internationals I've been to was when they had the European Championships in England and they played some games at Anfield. I went to those games, but I've never been to Wembley to see England.
I think you've already answered the next one. What do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing a ground?
I mean, there's arguments for and against. Obviously, the arguments for the fact that we can share resources, there'll be less cost to build the stadium. And as someone once said, you know, Everton and Liverpool fans can share homes together, so surely we can share a ground together. I've got no problem with sharing a ground with Liverpool fans. I've got lots of Liverpool fans who are mates, you know, and family, cousins and uncles who are Liverpool fans. That's not an issue. But I think it's important that both clubs keep their identities. I think in an ideal world, Everton would stay at Goodison Park and redevelop as much as they can. And Liverpool stay at Anfield, because I know a lot of Liverpool fans want to stay where they are as well.
Has football become too commercial?
Yes, yes. Football's far too commercial. I mean, the amount of sponsorships these days, the amount of advertising in European competitions especially, it's just... football's totally gone from the people's game, the working man's game. I think we all accept that now. And it's become this this multi-marketed business corporate empire, which is sad, but I mean, you know, if there's money to be gained in anything, business people are going to come in and try and make money. And there's money to be gained in football. You know, you don't have to look at the amount of money that UEFA make each year or FIFA make. Mm. Billions and billions of pounds every year through football-related enterprises.
Yeah. Have you any stories to relate about your time as an Everton supporter?
Oh, let's give us a minute for that one, Dion.
Take your time. Or a fact or a story that people wouldn't have heard before, or an experience that's happened to you, or...
So many, I think. I just want to think of some now. I remember when I was in school, we used to sometimes not bunk off, but just go along to Belfield, climb over the wall to watch the Everton players train. And I remember one sunny day, we were watching Everton train, and Mick Heaton, the Everton coach, come over and was having a good chat with us, but asked us to leave in a rather forceful manner, which was quite a blow to a young, impressionable Everton mad schoolboy. I also remember waiting outside Belfield when Gary Lineker had just signed, and he came out in a car, must be one of his first ever training sessions with Everton, and he'd just come back. He just signed for a record deal. I got mentioned in the House of Commons by Margaret Thatcher because it was like, you know, a massive deal. Gary Lineker. I remember speaking to Gary Lineker and saying, you know, good luck next season and I hope you get 30 goals. And he said, I want 40. And he ended up scoring 40 goals that season, which was quite you know, prophetic, really, yeah. trying to think of some more.
You said you still go to the match with your dad. Do you tend to... Just you and your dad, do you tend to go
with
the same
we meet people? We meet a number of friends there. We always go for a drink in the same couple of pubs afterwards. Mm. So it's always a group of friends that we all meet up after the game. We all tend to sit in different parts of the ground these days. Whereas in the past, a group of us would go together. Nowadays, we've got, you know, I'll have a couple of mates in the Upper Gladys Street, a couple in the Bullens, a couple in the Park End, we'll be in the main stands or whatever. But we'll always meet after the game and, you know, discuss the ins and outs of the game. And put the world to rights.
You still obviously enjoy the atmosphere.
Oh yeah, the atmosphere is fantastic. The whole match day, although the whole match day experience has changed, you know, inside yourself, you're still full of the same excitement and anticipation, and you know, looking forward to a great performance and getting 3 points. And it's nothing like Goodison Park. I mean, sometimes you know, you sit there, especially on a night match, and you think, you look around at 40,000. Evertonians, you think, oh, this is just the best place in the world. This is heaven on earth.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Gary. That's
I couldn't think of any stories then, Jan.
Thank you.
Moment blank.
No.